have our young disciples come down.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you, Rebecca. And thank you, choir, for that anthem. Good morning. Good to see you all. Yeah, some days. So do you all remember our otter from our Rolling River Rampage VBS? Yeah, good morning. Well, I have a story to share with you this morning, and I want you to think about Ollie, and I want you to put your thinking caps on and really concentrate, okay? Can you do that for me? Can you really focus and listen to my words? Okay. So Jesus often told stories when he wanted to teach a lesson. And so this is kind of a difficult story to understand, but I really want you to try, like I said. So there was a man, and he had two sons. And the younger son asked his father to give him all the property, give him his property that belonged to him. So his father divided the property between the two sons. And the youngest son gathered everything that he'd been given, and traveled to a distant land. He went away, where he was kind of careless, kind of reckless, kind of wide open, and spent all of what he had on kind of foolish things. He wasn't really thinking. And then hard times came upon this one son where he didn't have enough money. And he didn't have enough money left to buy food. And then after that, he went back home to his dad, and he apologized. He said, "Dad, I'm sorry. Sorry for being careless and self-centered." And his father was so glad to see him. He was so glad to see him that he brought out a robe, and he brought sandals out and prepared a great big feast for him to welcome him home. All kinds of good foods. Well, this made the other son really mad. He didn't like it at all because he stayed home the whole time and obeyed his dad and worked hard for his dad. That doesn't seem fair, does it? Right? So I want you to think about it in relation to our buddy the otter. Right? Let's try and understand it. And you all may have a favorite as well when you're thinking about this. Think if you've misplaced your most favorite doll or favorite toy. Right? You've misplaced it. Could be an otter. Could be a teddy bear. And perhaps maybe it was lost for a long time, okay? And you'd miss that teddy bear or that doll, right? Or that toy. You'd really miss it. That doesn't mean you would love your other playthings any less. You'd really miss it, though, right, Landon? So while that toy, that lost toy, is gone, you'd continue to play with the other toys, right? You'd still miss that toy. So when your beloved toy is found, oh man, that's awesome. It's like, there it is. I found it, right? And you imagine yourself just feeling so happy. It's like, I looked for you. I looked for you. Where were you? I looked all over the place, under the bed, in the closet, in my toy box. And there you are, right? I found you. And you're so excited. So perhaps the father in this story felt like this for his youngest son. He definitely made mistakes, but he returned home. And so the Bible says that in the story that Jesus tells us, that says this to his oldest son, "Son, you are always with me." But it was appropriate to celebrate and be glad for this. Your brother was lost. But now he's found. Now he's found. So we would say that this lesson in this story is about being able to love more than one person and being able to forgive those we love. Being able to forgive those we love when they make mistakes. Because we all make mistakes, right? Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of today. For that gift is grace every day. We're so grateful for the love that you express to us when we are lost and we return to you. The joy that we feel doesn't measure to the joy that you must feel for us. And so we are grateful. Remind us that you are in our hearts and our minds as we move through this week. And all of God's people said, amen and amen.